Okay. Good morning. We are starting Shin Nun Hei, Se'if Bet. Beit HaKisei Shel Pnei HaMayim, a bathroom which is above the water. So we have to be very thankful that we have running water and bathrooms and plumbing in our homes. In those days when they needed to go to the bathroom, either they would go outside, you know, far outside, or they would go on their balcony. They would just go on their balcony and do what they need to do and let it drop off their balcony. So how can they do that on Shabbos if their balcony is considered a reshut hayachid and it's going to drop outside into, so we'll see which case we're talking about. If it's above water, we're talking about a karmelit. So if it's a reshut sarabim, it's a real problem. It's generally going to be asur. If it's karmelit, Chazal made a kula for us so that we can do that. So, mutar al yedei mechitza tiluya ubilvad shetehe asuya lahatir aval haasuya litzniut beit hakisei bilvad lo mehane. So, in order for it to be mutar, it has to be where it's being dropped over a wall space, four walls, an area that's surrounded by four walls, and then therefore we say, even though it's going from your reshut hayachid on the balcony, and it's going, let's say, through a hole in the floor of the balcony. Let's say you have a hole in the floor of your balcony, and that's where it goes down. So since you have walls around that floor, if it's 4x4, or around the entire balcony, so above the balcony, if you have four walls, that would be a reshut hayachid. And theoretically, we could say that the walls above the balcony continue downward. We did say that the previous day with a bucket of water. But here by a Beit Kisei, the walls that need to be put up need to be obvious that it's done for the purpose of a mechitza for Shabbos, to make it mutter, you're turning it into a reshus hayachid. What's a little more chamor by a bathroom than the case in Seif Aleph is that here, often the walls that are done above the balcony for a bathroom is done for tzniut. So you can do what you need to do in privacy. Nobody can see you. Yeah, it falls down, but otherwise no one sees you and you have tzniut that way. So since it's not obvious that you're doing it for the purposes of Shabbos, to turn it into a reshus hayachid for the purposes of letting it go from reshus hayachid, so if it drops down, we say the walls continue downward and it's as if it falls all the way down and through a reshus hayachid. If it's walls that are above the balcony, it's done for tzniut, and that's not good enough. It has to be with walls that are under, that are created. Again, I sent out a picture from Moshe Vahada, I believe. It has to be done where you would have a balcony with, instead of the walls being above the balcony, the walls would be below the balcony. And that's what you call a mechitza tiluya. Perhaps if you had a mechitza above the balcony, so we said Beferish in the Shulchan Aruch, it's not good enough. Perhaps if you add a second layer, a second wall, and it's obvious that it's done for the purposes of Shabbos, perhaps that's mutter. Anyways, these cases are not really so relevant, but just throwing that out there. But anyways, if you have the way it was established is you put the walls underneath the balcony, and then since it's, so you would Lamaisa, you would have walls above the balcony for tzniut, and you'd have a wall below the balcony for the purposes of allowing what you need to come out to go from reshut hayachid, in order for it to land into the karmelit, you have this mechitza tiluya, and this is only allowed over here over water. So let's keep reading. Aval asuya litzniut beit hakisei b'levad lo mehane. Ve'im asa daf o kane pachot mishloshet tipol hatzoa alav kodem shetipol lamayim ein tzarich mechitzot. So here's another way that it's mutter. Is you can even have it go over the balcony if you have, let's say, a little protrusion a little duff that's within three tfachim from the edge of the balcony. Let's say you have the balcony and you have an opening, I guess, where you let it drop out, or you can, after it falls, you can push it there. If whatever comes out for using the bathroom, if it goes from your reshut to yachid, and then it lands on, well, it could land onto the floor also of the balcony, but you don't really want to make your balcony dirty. But if it lands on the floor of your balcony, or even a small protrusion, which is the more practical way to do it, is you have a little protrusion. It could be on the level of your balcony or below your balcony a little bit, as long as it's not within 10 tefachim of the floor, of the water. Basically, if you have your tzoah, that, or whatever it is, land on this little protrusion, so since it's within 3 tefachim of your balcony, it still has a din of Rishos HaYachid. And then what happens? It rolls off or falls off the Rishos HaYachid into the Carmelite. So the din is Kocho b'Carmelite d'Shari. Any time, even though it's a psik resha, you're doing it on purpose, it doesn't matter. Any time you pour or drop something down, and you know it's immediately going to bounce off and fall off into a Carmelite, that's mutter. That we learned as if you want to throw something overboard, a ship, and have it land inside the water. So that's the din. You're allowed to have it either go through mechitzos, so it stays in Rishos HaYachid, or it falls off Rishos HaYachid, and that's fine too. And then you just need it to not to land straight into the water, it has to bounce off of something. So that it's kochel b'karmelis is mutter. V'hu adenim beit ha-kiseh asui kach she'atzoa nofelt al tzidi ha-kotel. V'achar kach mitgalgelet v'nofelet l'mata b'karmelis. Also, if you have any tzoa, it falls off the floor, or the walls, the top of the walls, whatever it is, and then it rolls right into the Carmelite, that's mutter. Because it's kochel b'karmelit is 100% mutter l'chatchila. V'im, in Shin Nun Zayin, we're going to discuss kochel by a rishus harabim. Okay, if that's deraisa derabanan. V'im nishbar hadaf b'shabas mutter. Now, let's say you have this little protrusion. This was your toilet. This was your bathroom in those days. You always made it bounce off this little protrusion, and less than 3 tefachim away, so it still has a din of Rishos HaYachid. It lands on it, and then it bounces off. What happens if that broke? What are you supposed to do? We allow you to go straight. You don't have to have it go onto the floor. You can have it go straight. If you had it there before Shabbos and it broke off on Shabbos, we allow you to just let it drop straight from the airspace next to the balcony, straight into the water, the Carmelis. Because gadol kavod habrios, because Carmelis is derabanan, and therefore we allow it. Okay, gimel. Im beit hakiseh bolit chutz lachoma ta'ir v'tzoa nofelet b'chafira shesviv ha'ir. Similar case, but now it's going on the ground, and so they used to have these little ditches around, and in order for that, that was the purpose of it. I guess if you lived off the wall and you just made it go straight in there, outside the city, it was convenient. You didn't have to leave your city to go do what you need to do. So then, if it's in an area that's bigger, we're going to get to that soon, in Shin Nun Chet, if it's a big enough area and it has a din of a Carmelite, if it's Yoter Mibetza time, Shehu Carmelite, Eino Mutar Al Yedei Mechitza Teluya, this Mechitza Teluya, this hanging wall, this wall below the balcony, does not allow you. Chazal only allowed it by water, a mechitza teluya. Normally it's not allowed. It has to be a proper wall. Aval, above ground. Aval, ayedei daf, shari. But it's still mutter through a daf. Because the daf, you have this little protrusion, it sticks out. If the kocho shari, b'chol karmelit. You're allowed in kocho, if it just bounces off, that's mutter for every karmelit. It doesn't matter what kind. It doesn't matter if it's water or whatever it is.
Why is the kulit daf by water?
I don't know. They made a daf kula by water, make it easier for you. I don't know. I guess one was more of a tzorech than the other. The yesh omrim. This is the aga. The im beit hakise lamala miasara shirinan becholinyan. And then he says, wait, if the beit hakise is above 10, some say it's 100% mutter. The hamotzi mershus hayachid lekarmeli derech mekom petur. The yesh cholkim. So some hold that if it's through a Carmelite and it goes through a Makom Patur, you're allowed to. Because if it's above 10, first it goes through the airspace of a Makom Patur. So the whole scenario is only if it's below 10 tefachim from the water or from the ground. That's the first opinion. The Yesh Cholkim, however, some argue and says, no, even through a Makom Patur, you're not allowed to. Okay. The Yesh Omrim, and some say, actually, by the way, if there was a tzoa there, then that has a din of a makom patur, and if you're just adding to what was there, then it's mutter. Dahat sohu makom petur dos darsi barabim. Because the tzohan, by definition itself, is a makom petur, because people are not going to step over it. Now the Mishnah Berurah points out, we already learned that it is still called rishas harabim if it's less than 3 tefachim from the floor. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, by a bathroom is different. Because everyone knows, I don't know how far you want to take it, but nobody wants to walk underneath a bathroom. And therefore, if it's a place miyuchad for tzoa, so then, even though if it's in Rosh Hashanah Rabim, then it's called a makom petur. Okay. All right. The Yishchokim was from the in makom petur be Carmelit. And so the Rama says, but you can't have a makom petur and a Carmelit. That's how he holds a chachila. So therefore, the tzoa would be a problem. Okay, let's go on. The ein makom petur b'shusayachid lekuli alma, and you don't have to worry about a makom petur and shusayachid. Beis akisei omed ben shnei batim asur li panot sham im lo ervu yachad v'lo asur lo tikun mibald yom. The az shari du'ahave ela kamochatzer she'ena me'arevet, and he points out it's a problem if you have two homes near each other and right in between them you have a little bathroom and that they're sharing the bathroom to have it. To go in there without making an eruv, that would be a problem. V'kol zeh dafka lechatchila, and this is all lechatchila. Aval b'dievet shachru v'ervu mutter. The gadol kavod abrios. But if two people are sharing a bathroom, at the end of the day, they're allowed to let it be, and there's walls around it. You're allowed to let it go in there, even if you didn't make an eruv by mistake. He didn't take the era before Shabbos because Gadol Kavod Abrios, and we're talking about Eruvin, which is Darabana. The case is if you have. We can discuss. Daf broke as even if it's a Yachid. No, so then you have to fix it. Otherwise, I don't think it's allowed. I mean, I don't know. If it's 10 minutes before Shabbos, then you don't have enough time to fix it, then it's okay, probably. Hochei sefinot nagu lasot tzarchein mina meshota layam dehoel meshota ena gavua asara afa pishe rechava arba ena ela karmelis and what's yami karmelis karmelis. So normally the way to do it over a boat is you just let it go over this protrusion, and since it's not above 10, it doesn't, even if it's 4, then it's not a din of a karmelis. Because you couldn't do it straight from Rishos Hayachid straight into a Carmelis. But so it depends. You just use a protrusion that would be less than 4x4, or if it is 4x4, then you want it to be less than 10 from the water. Just so that you don't want to be doing it straight from Rishos Hayachid into a Carmelis directly. You want it to be going into a makom petur. Fine. Dalet. Mayim she'ein amukim asara tfachim en lehem din mayim lahat yelishpach mehem a mechitza tiluya. The only time Chazal said you're allowed to use a mechitza tiluya is if the water is at least 10 tefachim deep. If it's not, then it doesn't, then it's almost like the water is not there, and it's basically, we look at it as it's on the ground. And we learned in Gimel, Mechitza Tuya doesn't work if it's above ground. I think it wasn't as necessary. But by water, there are extra Mako. So that's only if it's a depth of 10. V'kol shekenim yafshu amayim, this is only if the water, certainly, if there's no water left, because then it's over the water, for sure that'd be a problem. Okay. Alfa pi shehayu amuka asara. Even if it used to be 10, but it's no longer, then it's no longer. It's not allowed. Okay. All right. Hey. That's good. Hayu shtei gezusterat zo lamala mizo. Now, let's say you had a case of, which we touched upon this previously, one balcony above another balcony. Meshucha zo mikineged zo me'at ve'ena rechoka mikinegda arba'at fachim. So either they're directly above each other, or they're a little bit apart from each other. They're not 100% in line, in sync. It could be stagger type. Or it could be not even one completely underneath the other one, but it has to be within four tvachim. Otherwise, it'd be a complete separation. Okay, let's see what we're talking about. So if Meshuch hazo kenegdo me'ad ve'eino rechoka mikenegda arba'a tvachim, bein im omedet toch asara zo lezo, bein yesh b'neim yoter migova eser amot. It doesn't matter how far apart they are vertically. It could be less than 10 tvachim apart, or it could be more than 10 amos apart. That's not relevant. The issue is that they need to be one on top of another. So then, because then they can easily reach each other. As long as it's within four tfachim from each other, they can easily use each other's domain if they want to. Each other's balcony. We're talking about two neighbors here. One on top of the other. So, asu el yeno mechitza b'shutef mishal shneim v'lo asu l'tachtona klal shteim asurot ba ad shi'arvu. So the deal is, now normally, if you were, you're going to see at the last line, if it's two separate balconies, and each one has its own wall, and each one has its own reshut, each one's allowed to carry from inside his apartment to his own balcony. No problem. Here, what's the case? One of them doesn't have walls around its balcony. We said it's two balconies, one on top of another. But let's say the bottom one doesn't have walls, and the top one does, and the bottom one paid money for the top walls to be built around his upper balcony. Again, I don't think that this is really relevant nowadays. So here, well, it can be, but very unlikely. So here, the bottom one chipped in for the upper walls, for the upper balcony to put up its walls. In order, why? Because he basically now owns the rights. He owns half the wall, and he owns rights to use that balcony. So it becomes a shared domain that they each paid for and that they both are using on Shabbos. So since they're both sharing the upper balcony, and that's the case where they have to make an Eruv Chatzeros, otherwise they aser each other. And therefore, you can't even carry from your inside your apartment onto your own balcony because of the guy below you, because that's a Chatzer Shem Me'urevet, basically. And kol shekein, if the bottom one makes the wall, they share, and the top one doesn't. Because now they're both going to be using the bottom one. The kol shekein for the bottom one is because it's always easier for the guy on top to use the one on the bottom. Right? Okay? Aval, kol achat min she'asa levada b'shala. If each one made its own balcony, and with its own walls, ein acheret oseret elea, afil lo asa acheret b'shala. Or, so then, they don't answer one to another. There's no relationship from one to another. Even if one paid for his own walls and the other one didn't chip in, same thing. They can't. Doesn't affect each other. And even if each one they chip in for each other, let's say they get the same kablan and they're paying all together to do the same contractor to build both walls together, they chip in. That's the halacha looks at it as each one really, they chipped in together to get the job done, but it's not, we don't say that each one owns each other unless it's like specified in a contract or specified at least. But if it's, we assume the halacha looks at it as each one, even though they both paid together, each one basically paid for his own, or each one removes himself from ownership of the other one, and each one retains full ownership of theirs. And therefore, there's no problem whatsoever. Okay, let's go to Shin Nun Vav. Din Amat Hamayim Haoveret BeChatzer. Now, this is Seif Aleph. Amat Hamayim Haoveret BeChatzer. So in this case, you have water going through your chatzer. You have a canal of water. Goes inside one side and out the other. It's going all the way through. So we're going to be more machmer here in this case than in Seif Bet, because the water is running all the way through. Again, Amat Hamayim Haoveret BeChatzer Amuka Asara Urechava Arba'a. So either the whole water, or at least the water that's inside the chatzer, we'll see. But basically, this is a canal of water that's 4 wide and 10 deep. Okay, if it's less than that, if it's going to be less than 3, it's not a problem. But here you have, if it's 4 deep and 3 wide, it has a 4 wide. And it has to at least be inside your chatzer, at least 4 wide and 10 deep. Because then it has a din of a Carmelite. Now, normally, let's say you make just a pool, a bathtub, a jacuzzi, whatever, a big hole in the ground. If it's inside your Rishut HaYachid, anything, it doesn't matter how big it is, it doesn't matter if there's water in there, it's your chatzer, you're using it. Oh, it's your chatzer, it's within a Rishut HaYachid. The halacha is, anything inside has a din of Rishut HaYachid. It's not going to become a Carmelite, unless we'll discuss later by a Karpef or a Banan. But really, anything inside has a din of a Rishut HaYachid. That's the Ikar Halacha. However, since it's connected through a canal, we're going to see 3 or 4 wide, since it's connected through a canal from outside your chatzer, if it would just be a pool inside your chatzer, there'd be no issue. But the thing is, it has a stream or a canal of water, channel water from one side to the other, going through the wall, through both sides of the chatzer. So it's basically traversing, going all across, straight through your chatzer, through one wall on one side and through the other wall on the other side. I sent out a picture. So in that case, Chazal say, well, now that inside your chatzer, it's at least 4 by 4 with a 10 depth. So therefore, it has a din of a Carmelite because it's connected to the walls on the outside. It's connected to the river on the outside of Rishus HaYachid. So there's a way to fix it. You have to make more than just a regular wall. If it goes underneath a wall, it's not good enough. Even though there's a wall over this canal, it's not good enough. So we say, Ein Mamalin Menu B'Shabbos, you're not allowed to pull water out from it, even inside to your own chatzer. You have to end up with at least a wall of 10 tefachim high on both sides that enters the water. And you have to have at least a tefach that enters into the water. Or let's say you already have a wall and the water goes underneath it. Just add a board of water that's within lavud, 10 tefachim of your wall. And it has to be below the wall. But you need to see a tefach below and a tefach above the water. And if it's completely below the water, also not quite good enough, even if you put a board that's 10 high, you still need to have a tefach. Has to be a wall that's 10, and it has to go below the water. At least a tefach, and stick out above the water, at least a tefach. You can also combine using the wall that was already originally there, that's above the ground, but it needs to be connected so that you have, still has to be a tefach below and a tefach above the water so that it's obvious and you're seeing that you're making a distinction between the water outside the Rishus HaYachid, outside the chatzer, and inside the chatzer. Now let's say it's a little bit big, so you put a board of water on one side of the channel of water and the other side of the water. And it doesn't go all the way across. That's okay if you just put on itar kadeshu amayim nechnasim yotzim derech sham. You're allowed to have the water going straight through and a little bit of a break. As long as it's within the two side panels of wood that you added are within 3 tefachim of each other. Because then you have mitzmuta, the amrinan, lavud. We say lavud. Yesh b'neim shos tefachim, asif. But if it's more than 3 tefachim, it's asif. V'im anekavim she'ama nichnas v'yotze b'hem einam rechavim shlosha. Now, let's say you have a body of water that's more than 4 tefachim inside your chatzer, and it's connected through a little tiny canal, 1 tefach, 2 tefachim. It's just a little stream of water connects it from outside. That's not a problem. The only problem is if it's inside your chatzer, it has to be at least 4 by 4 with a height of 10. And if it's, that's the size of the body of water. And if the water that's coming in or coming out has to be at least 3 tefachim wide. But if it's less than 3 tefachim, you don't have to do anything. It doesn't ruin anything for you. You can also make a mechitza made of a bunch of poles that are not connecting, as long as they're within 3 of each other, because then you get a din of lavud as well. Okay, let's read bet. Chatzar shenifritza. Here you have a chatzar right next to a rishus, next to a carmelis, and the water protrudes inside the wall. So here it's only on one side. Ulashon hayam overet ala pirza, but you have the water that's coming in. You know, say part of, let's say your house is built next to the beach, and you make walls that go up to the beach. You have four walls, but the wall that's by the ocean, you do need to have a fourth wall by the ocean. But let's say there's an opening on that fourth wall, and water from the ocean comes in. If it would be like a moat, and it'd be a depth of a wall of water of 10, it'd be a problem to use the water we're going to see, but that would act as a mechitza for your own chatzar to carry into. We'll see how that plays out. But anyways, here you have a piece of water, body of water that protrudes into your fourth wall, right? If your walls, if your house, you have a chatzar along the ocean or a lake. On one side, if you have this ocean water coming into your chatzar, you still have a fourth wall there on the sides, but it's a pirtza in the middle of the fourth wall. If it's less than if it's less than 10, here it's amos. Even though it says asara, it should be eser. It's 10 amos. So then you're allowed to take water from the ocean and bring it inside your house. It's not a problem. Because we're talking about taking from the water that's inside your chatzer, the water that comes inside your chatzer. Okay. Nifritza bimloa. But if your fourth wall is completely broken, in other words, you don't have a fourth wall at all, it's only three sides, that's a problem. You don't have four walls. Oshieshba pirtza yeter mi'asara. Or you have a pirtza in the fourth wall, but it's more than 10 amos without its surah tepetach to correct it. So im nishar b'makom shenifritz kudav gevoyim asara v'yamayim mechasim oto mutar l'malo menu b'chatzar. So what's this saying? If at the end of the day you have an opening of zero wall of 10 amos, you can't carry, you then your whole chatzar is missing a proper four walls, and you can't even carry from your own chatzar to your house. But this middle ground is, let's say you do have gedudim, you still have walls on the side, and the walls are 10 tefachim high, but the problem is part of it is covered up by the water. So you don't see a wall on both sides of 10 tefachim high, it's covered up by the water. So mutar l'malot mimenu bechatzar, so then you're allowed to carry from this carmelis, this ocean, into your chatzar, aval esur lechnis on the bite, but you're not allowed to carry it into your house. Unless you see a mechitza of 10 above the water. Lo nishar gedudim, asur afilu malot bechatzer. But if there's no wall whatsoever, then you cannot carry even from the water into your own chatzer. Okay, we're done.